Welcome to the scene. I'm Andrea Kruska, and I am joined today by Carla Renee of Glitter Cat Studios, who does basically all the things. Carla, welcome to the show. Tell
Thank
me
you.
A little bit about what you do.
Well, first and foremost, I'm a student at Tech. I'm trying to work on two doctorates, one in astrophysics, one in applied mathematics. But 3 weeks after I moved here, I was in a car accident, a cab. I was on the way to the hospital for my lupus that night, and we got rear-ended. And it's messed up my neck and my spine. I've got three pinched nerves in my neck that affects my dominant hand. So I've kind of had to put my astrophysics work on hold to just do art for now, try to recuperate. I've got some doctors trying to help me with all of that. But yeah, I've pretty much done it all, I guess. I have a degree in trumpet from Belmont. When I developed the lupus and I couldn't put enough PSI through my trumpet anymore to play, I decided to fall back on my theater minor, which people hardly ever do. You don't fall back on that. I started doing local theater. I got with a troupe who was doing original comedies, and that's how I got introduced into improvisation. And then I studied with Second City in Chicago and started doing stand-up comedy because I was writing books. You know, I had a lot of ideas. And so one of the things they teach you is how to mine your own material when you're doing stand-up. So all of that pain and therapy was worth it. So I wrote Christian music for a while. I was the webmaster of websites for authors, famous authors. I've had some high-profile clients, but it's been neat. But I just got tired of that. And I ended up homeless for 2.5 years, living in my car with my cats. That was hard. And a friend told me about his friend in Spring Hill who had an extra room and wanted to rent it out. So I took it, sight unseen. And her ex-husband told me about Tech. And that's how I found it and realized it was one of the top physics schools in the nation. And here we are, doing art and hobbling around.
So, Tech, Art, you're a member of Art Round.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that. With that, you do a lot of colored pencil, mm-hmm. which is beautiful.
Thank
How
you.
Did you start on that?
I was a child prodigy in music and art at the age of 10. And I sat down one day. My folks had given me an art kit because I doodled. And I thought, I'm going to paint a horse. And there was an Arabian horse in full color in this book that I had. And I just picked up the oil pastels and went to it, and it looked exactly like it. So photorealism was kind of my thing from the start. And I put it away because I got married, went to Belmont, you know, had all these other life changes. And then in 2015, a lady named Sharon S. Cow, I think her last name's Cow. Sorry, Sharon. She posted some of her color pencil artwork. And at that point, I had only been doing oils, didn't know anything about color pencils as an art, serious art tool. And when I saw the level of realism that she got from her paintings, I just was blown away. And the very next day, I ordered paper. I ordered pencils from Amazon. I got the Prismacolors to start. And yeah, that's how it started. So.
Wow. So just picked it up. And I mean, your work is gorgeous.
Thank you.
It looks amazing. But it is funny because with colored pencils, like, I think maybe in your head you get that, like, oh, this is for kids.
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing like amazing things with it.
I have seen some artwork out of artists. I mean, you thought mine was good. There are some amazing realism artists out there that just, you're going, how are you human? You know, how can you do this? But it's incredible work. So, I like the control I get with them.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Carla Renee of Glitter Cat Studios.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
You're back on the scene, and I'm here talking to Carla Renee of Glitter Cat Studios today. Carla, what are you working on currently?
Every year, I donate a painting to the Chimpanzee Sanctuary Northwest. They're in Clallam, Washington State, right outside of Seattle. And they have 16 rescued chimpanzees from biomedical research. And about 3 years ago, I think, is the first one I donated. It was a portrait of a little guy named Burrito. He's 38. He was rescued from biomedical research, but also entertainment. And we're really working hard to try to end chimps in entertainment and modeling. You know, they need to be wild. They're endangered species. People don't think about that a lot when they hear chimpanzees. But anyway, that portrait was so emotional for me because I do have systemic lupus, and it's a chronic pain illness. So I deal with just intractable amounts of pain every day. That's kind of my life. But when I was, you can't help but get to know your subject when you're staring at them for 2 weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking in his eyes and realizing that his day was being afraid of someone putting him down to do more testing. I mean, he was terrified of seeing someone come up to him with a needle. And so all of these chimps are in this mentality when they're rescued. And since then, since I made that emotional connection with him and realized, and at that time I didn't know hepatitis was his disease that they were testing him for. So I thought, oh my gosh, he could have been in lupus testing for me. And that just made me so broken and emotional about it. So I think if it hadn't been for Burrito's portrait, I wouldn't have continued to donate. But right now, I'm working on a new alpha male that they have in the new group named Psy. And I'm giving it my own twist. I've developed a technique, not just the realism, but okay, let me come clean. I tried to learn watercolors a few years ago, and it was disastrous.
Watercolors are hard for anyone, gosh, I think. And people who are great at it just amaze me.
They really do. Because I just can't get my Asperger's mind around the technique, you know. So I'm doing size portrait using colored pencils to emulate that watercolor effect.
Ooh, okay. Very cool.
I'll show you one while I'm sitting here yapping about it. But he's an amazing chimp. And let me see if I got a picture. I did. There
so
he is.
Are you doing these for like a silent auction?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, not a silent auction, but they, every, what is it, Labor Day in September? Every end of August, they have an online auction.
Okay.
And they accept donations of jewelry and prints and, you know, all of that
very
good
cool
stuff. Yeah, it is.
So clearly that's something really close to your heart.
Yeah.
What else gives you inspiration as you're working on colored pencil, on any kind of your art forms?
You know, I've thought about that question a lot, and I don't really have a solid answer for it. I think it just depends on the mood I'm in. For me, I like to, this is good. I like to get to know the subject that I'm painting by painting it. You know, it's a good way to become emotionally connected. And if you don't have that emotion behind what you're doing, you might as well not do it. I mean, you can learn technique and still have a flat piece of art when you're done. Because if you're not emotionally connected to your material, and this is true in anything.
Mm-hmm.
I've got material that I need to write down for stand-up comedy from my past that I'm having a hard time getting emotional distance from it. But that's the only way I can make it funny, because I need to take a different point of view about it. And I guess that's what I'm saying. If I can find that point of view in anything, then that serves as kind of inspiration for me.
I love that. And I have heard that before about getting to know someone by painting them mm-hmm. or drawing them or whatever. Yeah. So I think I find that very interesting. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Carla Renee. You're back on the scene and I'm here talking to Carla Renee with Glitter Cat Studios. Carla, how has the Upper Cumberland, Cookeville, just this area in general, how has the culture and community here for artists helped you and influenced you?
If it weren't for Art Round Tennessee, I would not be here. That's just the gist of it. I have been working in my own studio now since 2015 when I started this. And it wasn't until I joined this organization 2 years ago and got chosen for the first virtual art prowl. But things have exploded for me lately. And it's just been since the month of April started. You know, you were the first one. And then I got invited to set up my own booth at the Storyteller House, or festival. Sorry, that's April 30th. I've got a couple of member shows coming up. I got notified that I'm going to be in a gallery. So all of these things, and I'll talk about that more in a bit, but all of these things started happening. I just got my first full price commission.
Awesome. Congratulations.
It's a memorial piece for her father. She lost him. So I lost my mom 2 years ago to cancer. So I think I'm the right person for this project. Definitely. But that's what I'm going to be working on next. So yeah, they've just promoted me. They've gotten behind my art and people are noticing. And it's kind of a neat feeling.
That's fantastic. And I mean, Art Round does so much for the artists here.
Mm-hmm.
Art Prowl is such a big thing every year, and there's the tiny show coming up at the mm-hmm. Silver Fern.
Yeah.
There's the first
two pieces
Friday
in
events.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just what they do here for the community is amazing. What do you want people to get out of your work?
Wow, that's a good question. Well, I want them to connect to it emotionally. I mean, I don't want you to buy one of my originals and spend that money or buy a print if it's not something you want to hang in your house and look at every day. I mean, it's got to speak to the individual person. I can paint it for one reason and let my emotions come out in it. But unless that's universal and speaks to them, it's not going to make a difference to them. You know, they're just going to, they could use it or leave it, you know.
I get that. You
yeah.
want people to connect to what you're doing.
Yeah. On whatever level they, you know, they feel.
Yeah. And people connect on different ways. And mm-hmm. I think that's always interesting to see how people relate to what you're doing, even if it's not how you think about
right,
it.
Right, right. That's what I was trying to say.
All right. You mentioned Storyteller Fest. Mm-hmm. Besides that, what else do you have going on?
I have a publication coming out in Ann Kullberg's Colored Pencil Treasures, Volume 8. And that is shipping now, and you can order that through her website. In May, I have a painting in the 311 Gallery in Raleigh, North Carolina. I have two pieces in the Tiny Member Show for Art Round Tennessee in the Fiddlehead Gallery at the Silver Fern. So that'll be for the month of June. And then Storyteller House, I applied for a gallery show there. And she didn't see the email for about a week, and I thought it was awful. And all of a sudden, I got an email on Friday saying, I love your work. I would love for you to talk to me about teaching classes or workshops.
Oh, so cool. And Laura's amazing. She was actually on the show very recently.
I saw that. I saw that on Instagram. I am self-taught, you know. I just started being able to do it. How am I going to teach someone else. And then my friend Kim said, you know, think about it this way. People just teach what they've learned. And the good ones are still open to learning from their students. And that's me. You know, I can teach you advanced math. I can teach you how to play trumpet or sing. But I've never tried it with art. But that's the way I teach all those other things. So I think I'll be okay. And I think I'd like to talk to her about doing a beginning colored pencil. And that way people can get used to the idea of using these pencils for serious art tools.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And then where can people find your work? What's your website, Instagram?
Right now, I'm still trying to finish my website, but I've got a website on Facebook, and you just have to go there and search Glitter Cat Studios, Glitter Cats, one word. And then Instagram, I'm also under Glitter Cat Studios. So
perfect. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you. This has been great.